Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is August 1st, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Ideally, Venus, as the planet of love, indicates losing oneself and one's lover. But when a planet is retrograde, its significations are backwards, are held back, or even reversed from its normal function. Thus, we get more of the downside of what that planet represents. Venus is love, and in reverse, it can turn into self-love. Furthermore, Venus is now in a sign it doesn't like, the self-centered fire sign, Leo. The downside of Venus is selfishness, made worse in a sign with a strong sense of self. And Leo is the sign of the lion. This all came together in a startling and heartbreaking way last week with the sport killing of a famous wild African lion called Cecil, a resident lion in a wildlife sanctuary in Zimbabwe. The egocentric American dentist who, with his Zimbabwe guides, lured the much-beloved lion out of the sanctuary and then killed it, is now himself the target of an avalanche of public condemnation and hatred. The African nation's prosecutor general has started the process to have the alleged killer, Walter Palmer, extradited from the U.S. to face charges in Zimbabwe for illegally killing the lion. Jupiter is the planet of diplomacy. Venus is the planet of agreement. Leo is the sign of governments. Finally, after months of trying, the USA and Turkey came to agreement to allow the United States military to use Turkey's military bases to launch attacks against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. But Turkey swiftly took advantage of this agreement to start its own campaign of attacking Kurdish positions in Iraq. And not all diplomatic efforts are appreciated, especially if Mars is in play. While on his trip to Africa last week, President Obama repeatedly chastised African leaders for having democracy in name, but not in substance, as evidenced by leaders who refused to leave office after even two terms. Note that Mars, the planet of attack, has been transiting in Mr. Obama's sixth house, where it alters the expression of his usually bland sixth house occupied by his natal Venus. Venus is pleasure and entertainment. Jupiter is the law. Last Saturday, just when Venus turned retrograde, China's Ministry of Culture lifted a 15-year ban on video game consoles in the country. Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft, among others, will now be able to manufacture and sell consoles and games throughout the country. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time I have this week. I'll be posting updates as the week progresses on Twitter at Astro News Report.